One of the last things we saw in Matthew 7 was that Jesus spoke with an authority that surprised his hearers. Matthew 7:28-29, "And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." This shouldn't surprise us, because it was prophesied in Isaiah 9:6-7. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever." Elsewhere, Jesus will say, Matthew 28:18-20, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." The so-called Great Commission. Having laid out his manifesto in the Sermon on the Mount, at the end of Matthew, Jesus gives his disciples their mandate to go and make people like themselves, disciples, bestowing power on them so to do. We've discussed this before, but it can't be stressed too many times. There is a great difference between believers, followers, and disciples. Disciples are learners. They follow the Master wherever he goes, without question. Believers believe until something upsets or offends them. Followers do likewise. Disciples are those who stay the course. They don't give up in the face of adversity or trial. They don't get offended. And they learn not only to survive but thrive in and through the vicissitudes of life. At some stage, you too will have to decide which category you want to come into. And there's no disgrace whatever you choose. He isn't going to love you any the less. He knew what he was getting when he got you, and he's very happy, joyful even. Have a look in Hebrews 12:2. This is about you and just how much you want of him, just how devoted you want to become to him, just how much of your life you will render up to him in his service. It's called consecration, an old-fashioned word. All choices, here we go again. Life in the Spirit, if you hadn't recognized it, is about both choices and displacement. The choices you make will displace the government of your life by you with his. So how about it, beloved? You can't sit on that fence much longer. Just which side are you going to come down on? Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end from that time forward, even forever. His government or yours? You choose. And go on choosing.